This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dr. Zakir Naik, allow me to read to you about your comments about the people of the book only limited to the Jews and Christians. This is a commentary by Prof. Hashim Kamali. I think he's quite an authority in Sharia. It's based on the verse of the Quran. Those who restrict the category of Ali al-Kitab to Jews and Christians.
Sorry. What is the name you took? Which is the name of the famous person? You
said that. Just now.
What was the name of the commentary? Who wrote it?
Prof. Hashim Kamali.
Hashim Kamali, I haven't heard of him. First time I'm hearing.
Yeah, please Google him.
He's very famous.
He's the chairman of Institute of Advanced Islamic Study in Malaysia.
Maybe famous in Malaysia.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe famous. He may be good scholar. I'm not saying that.
I'll pass you his book. You can read.
I haven't heard of him. He may be a good person. He may be a good scholar. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I personally haven't heard of him. You can read the commentary.
Okay. This is based on the Quran. He says that those who restrict the category of Ali al-Kitab to the Jews and Christians quote in authority the Quran, chapter 6, verse 156, which declares that books were revealed to two groups before. But the context where this phrase occurs actually questions rather than endorses the spirit of such limitation. Let us briefly examine the context. The verse, chapter 6, verse 156, immediately follows two other verses, one of which affirms the veracity of the Torah that contains guidance and light. The succeeding verse refers to the Quran itself as the blessed book, Kitabun Mubarakun, and an authoritative source. And then comes the verse, 6:156, lest you should say, bracket thing, that books were sent down to two, bracket groups of people, bracket only, before us, and for our part, we remain unacquainted with a revealed book. The tone of the discourse
is expressive. Brother, all this doesn't make a difference. I'll give the reply again to you. All this doesn't make a difference to me. Even I'm a student of the Quran. Let me tell you one thing. I want to repeat the answer which you have not heard correctly. I told you by meaning, Ahle Kitab means people of the book. It can also mean people of the revelation. In that context, even Muslims are Ahle Kitab. Allah has sent many books. Quran says in Surah Ra'd, chapter 13, verse number 38, the Kull Ajlin Kitab. In every age, we have sent a book. That's the definition. But when Quran uses an idiom, Ahle Kitab, it only refers to Jews and Christians, no one else. If I agree with that person, I don't know what context he's talking about, then there will be big chaos. Among the Ahle Kitab, there are those who say this, and say, Ahle Kitab believe in law and gospel, meaning Torah and the Injil. With these, there are many verses in the Quran. With this, it is 100% sure that whenever Quran refers to Ahle Kitab, it only refers to Jews and Christians as an idiom. Otherwise, there are many other people who are Ahle Kitab. But when the Quran refers to it, and I give you the example, when Quran says, O Prophet, tell your wives and the believing women. You ask me, who's a prophet? Adam is prophet. Noah is prophet. Abraham is prophet. Musa alayhi salam is prophet. Jesus is prophet. But when Quran says prophet, it specifically refers to no one but Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I gave you the answer. You didn't hear it.
I hear you, but I hope
this
that
is
you
the answer.
Also
I disagree, because if I follow with that, there'll be contradictions in the Quran. I don't agree there's contradiction in the Quran. Quran says, Ahle Kitab believe in Torah and the Injil. Now you will say, Buddhists believe in Torah and Injil. They cannot.
I think we should learn how to agree to disagree.
Not agree to disagree. What you're saying, if I agree with you, I'll have to believe that.
I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm just
sharing
a view.
I disagree with you. You shared the view.
Muslim scholars.
There are many eminent people who can make mistakes, and there are many good scholars who have made mistakes. I don't disagree he's not eminent. I'm not saying he's not eminent.
Okay, since
when
you say
Abdullah, this Abdullah Yusuf Ali, which I quote, this Abdullah Yusuf Ali, brother, you want to keep on speaking? Have you come here to give a speech? This book which I refer, the translation, Abdullah Yusuf Ali, according to me, it's the best translation available. There are mistakes in this also. Just because it's best, it doesn't mean because human beings are bound to make mistakes. I'm a human being, I can also make a mistake. But the point to be noted is, when we do research, if we find one mistake, I don't reject everything. Because he then claimed to be God. This translation is one of the best translations. Even this translation has got mistakes. So what we have to realize, that a human being cannot be perfect. So that person may be eminent, but I disagree with his interpretation. You and I disagree. So why are you coming and harping again today? I've given you a reason why I disagree. What do you have to do? Okay, fine. This verse of the Quran interpret this way. You have to counter my argument. You're not countering. You're reading from the book. Reading from the book is a waste of time for us and for everyone, because I've given you quotation from the Quran which says about Ahle Kitab and refers to Jews and Christians only.
It's also from the Quran, and it states that actually you should have an open interpretation. And can I ask you a question, Dr. Zakir? Are you also a human?
Of course I'm a human.
So are you also bound to make mistakes?
I can make, but to prove I made a mistake, you have to prove where my mistake is.
That is why I state to you from a commentary from an eminent Muslim scholar, not from my own interpretation.
But that eminent is not matching with the Quran. My interpretation, what I'm talking, is based on the Quran. And majority of the scholars, majority Jumhur scholars of Islam believe Ahle Kitab is only Jews and Christians. There are so many Ibn Taymiyyah. I can name 20, you're quoting one, which I have never heard of. Ibn Taymiyyah, you read Ibn Kathir, you read Tabari, all of them say Ahle Kitab. What you have to realize, I'm quoting Tabari, I'm quoting Ibn Kathir. All these top commentaries, all of them say that even Abdullah Yusuf Ali, even Abdul Majid Daryabadi, all of them say Ahle Kitab me Jews and Christians. Now you get one Malaysian, fine, you may respect him, I've got no objection to that. Therefore, when you see, you have to give evidence. That evidence doesn't hold good for me. That's the reason I say that I believe with the commentary given by eminent, not one, 100 scholars, 100. So when one is against 100, if it has proof, if it's worth considering, I consider. If it's not worth considering, I don't consider. If you want to believe in it, you're full right. No one can force you. Hope that answers the question. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.